Now here in verse 9, we begin this second and last section. Now the first part, what a marvelous view of the future kingdom. But what about the predicament of the present kingdom as it was? And you can look around you today. Now here is what Isaiah says, verse 9. All the beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all the beasts in the forest. Now our vision is shifted from the lofty contemplation of the glorious future kingdom to the sorry condition of the then existing kingdom. God was permitting the nations of the world to come in like wild and ferocious beasts, and they were robbing and pillaging his people. Assyria had already broken in. Babylon was soon to break in, and others would come to plunder and destroy. Many of you have seen my pictures on Jerusalem, and you can't look at those pictures without noticing the stones in the walls of Jerusalem, the Wailing Wall, there at the pinnacle of the temple. And it's quite evident that that city has been destroyed at least 27 times. And it's built today upon a debris that if you got down to the time of Christ, you'd probably go down 30 to 50 feet below the present surface. God permitted that to happen. Why? Because they had failed him so. Now, verse 10 is a remarkable verse. His watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Now, this is a picture, actually, of the prophets and the priests and those who spoke for God in that day. They were watchmen. They were blind. And they were ignorant. And they were dumb dogs. You remember Paul said, beware of dogs. And that's not, you know, to give to the mailman to tell him to beware of dog where he delivers mail. Or to beware of a dog when you visit a stranger sometime. And one comes out barking at you. What he's talking about here, that every shepherd had a dog to help him watch the sheep. And the dog would be the one to lie down, but keep an eye open. And the minute that animal came near, or a human being, to harm the sheep or to steal him, the dog would begin to bark. But now the watchman, the prophet, who should be warning God's people, who should be giving out the word of God. Well, they were ignorant of it, and they were just dumb dogs. They found it's easier to keep quiet and not say anything. Liberalism, to my judgment, came in because of the cowardly position that ministers took. When you preach the word of God, you step on toes. I know that. I've been doing it for years, and I don't apologize for it. I try to be as nice and sweet as I can. But my friend, the word of God is strong, and right here it's very strong. He talks about that a man that stands in the pulpit that won't give out the word of God's a dumb dog, my friend. And I didn't say that. Don't accuse me of that. Isaiah said that. You take it up with Isaiah and the Holy Spirit and see what they have to say. But I don't think they'll change it. Dumb dogs, he says. And by the way, I think this is where the D.D. degree originated, dumb dog degree. A man that won't give out the word of God, sleeping, lying down, can't bark, loving to slumber. Well, it's much more comfortable. You'd be pastor of a people. The idea is to please them all. We hear today, I have had several letters from folk that said, would you recommend to us a pastor? And then they give the qualifications. And do you know what is top priority today? We want one with a good personality that knows how to communicate to all age groups, that the senior citizens will love him and the young people will love him. And actually, some of these didn't even emphasize the question whether he could teach the word of God or not. And as a result, we got a lot of dumb dogs around today. I'm sorry to have to say it, but Isaiah said it before I ever thought of it. In fact, I never even thought of it.